Did you know that Nathan has never seen Jurassic Park?
That's not true.
Okay, yeah. No, let's talk about it.
That's not true.
Let's talk about
movies. No, I put it on. I was watching it. Hey, and he said,
okay, wait, we got to put it on the podcast. Okay.
Oh my God.
Did you know that Nathan has never seen Jurassic Park?
I really still don't believe that. I think he's lying.
I still don't believe it. What do you mean still?
I was watching it and he said, what are you watching? I said, Jurassic Park. And he said, I've never seen that. I said, no way.
I don't believe you.
I have not seen it.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Why are you lying in your 74th year of life?
I watched 2/3 of it today.
Yeah. What's the ending?
They just fly off in a helicopter and there's nothing resolved. What happens to the dinosaurs that are on? Is it an island?
Either it's Costa Rica.
I don't believe that.
Wait, is all the people that live in Costa Rica?
No, I think it was an island. Okay. Do you think
T-Rex isn't going to just be able to walk on the water the ocean to get to the other people?
Why are you lying?
I'm not lying. Guess what else I haven't seen?
If you say Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I'm going to kick you in the kneecap.
I've seen that bunches of times.
Because he references this movie all the time and we saw the poster yesterday.
Not all the time. We just happened to see it. And I was thinking about dressing up as him for Halloween. Yeah,
so that would then I would have been very upset. What have you not seen?
Titanic.
Okay, that movie sucks, so that's fine.
I haven't seen it in its entirety.
Nice.
I watched it at a hotel in Stevens Point.
Well, isn't it like 3 hours?
In a pool. With a bunch of other teenage girls. Oh. Yeah.
Do you know what movie Henry hadn't seen until last night?
Jurassic Park. Everyone watched it
Office
together.
Space.
We watched Jurassic Park today.
Not watching Jurassic Park makes no sense. Why? You were the age group that would have liked that movie.
I was just like, I don't remember what year it came out. Like 93 or 94 or 95 or something.
Yeah,
but I was
would
like,
have been old enough to watch.
That was like, I saw that as being like, you know, the target audience being like, you know, 10 or 12 year olds.
What? It's terrifying.
And I was like in my early to mid teens at that time. And I was like, I don't care about that. We went and saw other movies all the time. I think I saw every questionable movie that came out, but just not Jurassic Park. It just isn't, I don't care. Godzilla? Don't care about those types of movies.
I'm baffled. Henry, how old do you think you were when you saw it the first time?
I don't know.
Older than 10?
Probably around then.
I was older than 10. It's a scary movie. I'm shocked. Like, truly baffled. If I had made a top 10 list of movies that I thought you had seen, okay. Whatever the one is with the alien spaceship that I can never retain the memory of what the title is.
What? For those of you not watching the video feed, Margaret's making a motion with the circle with her hand open.
And it's a little boy. And he gets
Flight of the Navigator?
Not E.T. Flight of the Navigator. Thank you.
My favorite movie of all time?
Yes. Followed by E.T. Thank you, Henry.
I used to own E.T.
Okay, then I would have probably put
Wait. Is this the list of movies you think I've seen?
These are the top 10 I would have said you'd for sure seen. Okay. Die Hard.
So far, I've seen all of those. Die Hard, I've seen.
Okay.
Is it a Christmas
movie? No, it's not a Christmas movie.
Oh, God. What is a hot dog, a sandwich?
Is Adventures in Babysitting a Christmas movie?
I don't know what that is.
You haven't seen Adventures in Babysitting?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure my mom made me watch that, but I don't remember.
What's the movie with the kid who has the gun and it's a famous... And then there's people breaking into the house and it's a Christmas movie. Home Alone.
I saw that in the theater.
Okay. So wow. I'm doing well so far. See, but I'm trying to pick ones that I would have known from before we met you.
Goonies?
Don't fill in the blanks for me. Sure. Goonies would have been on there. Then I would have I probably would have actually said Godzilla as well, but Jurassic Park probably would have been about there.
Nope.
It's upsetting. I'm upset. Uh-oh. Oh, I thought you were leaving.
Henry dropped some thread.
Okay. Henry's gone.
Still knitting or crocheting after all these years.
Upset my thread.
Upset the thread.
I don't think I dropped
them. Oh, she heard her name.
Oh, my God.
Okay, there's got to be one other. There's another, like, islandy movie that was really popular.
Oh, I totally know what you're talking about, right? And I don't remember.
And it was from that time frame.
An island movie? Describe the premise.
There's a beach ball.
It was a volleyball named Wilson with Tom Hanks.
Yes, what movie?
Castaway.
Did you see that?
I think so.
And then in Shawshank Redemption would have been my top 10 for you.
I didn't see that until many years after it came out. But I did see it.
Did you guys ever see Nim's Island?
That's also a great movie.
Is that the book. Sequel to Secrets of Nim?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
It's a children's book.
I remember watching it on the floor of a hotel room, a conference room, because I went to visit my mom during her work conference But what am I going to do all day? Cause I'm a child.
You go to that conference and you give presentations. And you
learn. So I ate their snacks and sat on the floor and watched movies on her old laptop.
Nims Island is good. So I got most of them correct. Yeah, but Jurassic Park is just a giant. Oh, what's the, no. The other one I'm thinking of is when they get the board and they like get trapped in the game.
Jumanji?
Yes.
I haven't seen that one.
No!
Yeah, you have.
You're such a liar.
I've seen like parts of it on TV, but I've never seen the entire movie.
What? That's totally, when did that come out? That's totally, again,
that was around the same time, I think, and it just wasn't
like anything.
That wasn't my thing. I just didn't care. I liked action movies and I liked sci-fi.
But you love classic stuff now from that time period. Mm. No? Mm. You love the Goonies.
He doesn't have the nostalgia of it because he didn't watch it as a child.
That's true. Wow, I'm shocked by that one, too.
What about Hook?
I don't know what Hook is.
Okay. That was a movie from around the same time. It was basically like a...
Captain Hook?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, yeah, it's like a Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Did you see Peter Pan?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
There's a movie?
Peter Pan? Is it not called Peter Pan?
Yeah, it's a Disney movie.
I mean, I've seen the cartoon.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I think. Yeah, ooh! I've seen that.
We're spinning.
Henry's out.
All right, now name my top 10 movies.
That you haven't seen?
No, that I have. Oh, yeah, sure, haven't seen. There's a lot. If you get it wrong, that's actually impressive.
Try to hit a movie that Margaret hasn't seen. All right. This will be easy.
He's reaching for his DVD stack sitting 6 inches from his fingers. And
Stranger Than Fiction.
I have seen that movie. I watched it as a child. It was horrible. I haven't.
What?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Isn't he going through a divorce?
No.
Oh, it's a different Will Ferrell movie.
Oh, did you know, did you guys see that movie? One that it was like where all his dreams came true or something, or the, and the, it rained gumballs.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
No.
That's a cartoon. I don't remember that one.
It's like a live action. I think it's.
This is one where he's an insurer. He's like an IRS agent and he's like auditing, a.
Bedtime Stories.
Bakery?
No, I haven't seen that.
Bedtime Stories. That's with Adam Sandler. That's not Will Ferrell.
Sorry. And also, it wasn't what he dreamed. It was like what he told the kids as a bedtime story.
There's also a movie that he was in called Click, where he had a remote that would control real life.
I did watch that. I felt like
I saw that. I regretted it.
I don't remember.
That was funny.
I don't remember how it ended, but I feel like it ended like sadly.
I just like the premise. I always wanted life to be controlled by a remote control.
Of course you did.
I think about that all the time. If I could like pause time. And then I think I would just spend so much time paused that like my life, cause I'd be anxious about time going forward. So I'd just pause it constantly.
I would just pause whenever I'm about to say something dumb.
How do you know though? Before
I would just have a feeling.
You can do that. You don't need any magic to do that though.
you do. Cause everyone's, so it's not like everyone around you freezes. Everyone keeps looking at you waiting for you to respond. And you're just like, we're all paused right now. And they're not going to think that they're paused, and that'll be awkward.
I think it would come in handy if you could pause stuff when you have to go to the bathroom.
You wouldn't have to pause the show because all of life would be paused.
Hey, everybody, hold on. I have to go poop.
What percentage of our lives do you think we spend using the bathroom?
I think it's different for different people.
Probably more than we'd want to.
Like if you sleep the amount you're supposed to sleep, that's like a third of your life that you're sleeping?
Yeah.
Roughly?
But I have some of the weirdest things that happen to me happen in my dreams. So really that's waking hours.
Oh, we're going to have a podcast about dreams now.
I had some weird dreams, but I don't know if we want to talk about that on this podcast.
There are some weird background noises overlaying this as well.
We don't talk about those background noises.
No, I just think it's interesting that everyone sees that third of your life sleeping as a negative when sometimes the weirdest adventures you go on in your life are when you're trapped in your dreamland.
Yeah. Yeah. Dreams are awesome. Pretty anxiety inducing.
But look at how much you grow and change through the things you go through overnight. Someone out there would psychologically argue that. I don't know if I could, but no one else has guessed a movie. Come on. Stranger Than Fiction, that's all you've got?
Oh, Alien.
Is that a horror movie?
No. The Abyss.
It's a sci-fi movie.
Yes.
I've seen The Abyss.
You have?
I think. I'm going off of instinct. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Nathan's at negative one.
Movies now. What do you mean?
You got it wrong. You're supposed to be things I haven't watched.
Yeah. You haven't seen any of these yet.
I think I've seen The Abyss.
You didn't see Stranger Than Fiction. You thought it was something else.
Yeah. Well, I was close. It was the right actor.
What is
it called?
The Abyss. It came out before you were born. So these are unfair movies.
Okay. No, I have not.
Close
seen
Encounters
this.
Of the Third Kind.
No. What's the one that they're in a thing and a dog gets eaten, or like the alien takes over and it's a horror movie? And they're on.
Like, have you seen Gremlins?
It's not Gremlins. Gremlins? But no, I have not seen Gremlins. Henry's not winning.
Back to the Future.
I have seen that. Okay. Nathan, -2. Henry, +1. Winning.
James is looking at me like he wants to give me a hint, but he's just laughing at me. Like,
charades. You idiots. Do charades, James.
Yeah. I can't think of any other movies, really. Like, wow. I'm trying to think of other...
Any other movie would really work.
Like, I've seen a whole bunch of dumb, like, 1980s movies. Oh. Like, I remember we were driving, and it was, like, a fall day or whatever, and it's like, this seems like the beginning to one of those, like, New England dumb 1980s movies where, like, Bette Midler is, like, starting up some, like, flower company or whatever, and
shenanigans happen. Are too niche.
Yeah, but that was, like, every movie that we, like, ended up watching whenever family would come over.
Yeah.
Twister. Like,
haven't seen that? Twister. Henry is winning right now.
I saw
right
Twister
now.
In the theater.
I'm thinking of movies that my mom wanted me to watch.
That you never watched?
Oh, Independence Day.
Maybe. I don't
know. An alien movie, isn't it?
Yeah, with Will Smith.
Then yes, I have seen that one.
Not Men in Black.
No, it's... Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
Have you seen Men in Black?
Yeah. No.
Who is in Independence Day from Star Trek?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Data.
That's exciting. Is he the villain?
No, he plays the scientist with the really long hair. That goes into the thing and then it gets smoky and maybe then he like gets this. Pushed up against the window and the alien is talking through him.
I'm looking. I don't think I've seen this. I lied again.
Okay, well, there we go. Add that to my list of
success.
You're
+1.
Nonsense. I'm just naming movies now because I can't think of any that I think you haven't seen. Many of them.
I like the other Will Smith movie was really good where it's the apocalypse one. I love that movie. It makes me bawl.
The apocalypse one?
Where he's is it called The Last of a, no.
I think I know what you're talking about.
He's with his dog and they're like in a zombie apocalypse situation. No one else has seen this?
I think I've seen it, but I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know if I know what you're talking about.
Meanwhile, someone is listeners yelling.
Hey Siri, give me a list of Will Smith movies.
One. Oh God.
I Am Legend.
There it is. I Am Legend. Oh, that was... I cry. The dog. I cry.
Does he eat the dog?
The dog sacrifices his life for him.
Oh,
so sad.
I do
kind of
remember that. Yeah, that's nice.
It was so sad. And he like laid him in his bathtub because he died. Oh, sad. Yeah, that was a good movie though. Uh-oh. What's happening?
Itchy face.
That has to have been 12 minutes. Did
yeah,
you not
like
set 40 the timer?
Minutes.
Mini, little.
That was like half an hour.
Oh my God. This was not a mini, little. You lied to us.
It's little-ish. That's a little-ish dramatic.
A little-ish. That's a little-ish dramatic.
Anything's littler than like an hour.
It's a small.
It's a little small.
It's a little small.
Dramatic. It's a small little dramatic.
Little sminny small. Could we combine all those into one word? Little smin min mini.
We'll work on that. Oh, there's the playout music.
Ba, 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 da, 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 da.
So when is this podcast going live?
That's the general idea, but I listened to the entire podcast.
We have no plan, and it's quite random.
Also, it's PewDiePie.
I find your facts confusing.